created in the beginning. And I just want to read you some verses of scripture from the Bible. And if you have a Bible with you, if you will turn to John's Gospel and chapter 1. And verse 1. John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 1. And he says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does he mean? He means this: in the beginning was the Word, the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was with God. And the Lord Jesus was God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, the Trinity. And when God came and created the earth in Genesis, in the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." Amen. And there was light. When God had finished creating the earth, he says on the seventh day he rested, and when he looked at everything that he had created, all the universe, all the stars in the universe, all the planets that are in the universe, he said, "It is good. It is very good." He was ecstatic, delighted with everything that he had created. When he looked at you, looked at Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, "Wow, they're wonderful. They're wonderful." He gave them a place to live, a place of sanctuary, a place of peace. And then you know the story that they took the fruit of the tree and ate it. Rebellion and sin entered into their lives. And today we see in our world today, we see the roots of rebellion, the tragedy of what rebellion and rejection of God and God's law has done for us. Today we are celebrating, well, tomorrow anyway, we are going to celebrate Christmas Day, the day that we officially say it is the Lord's birth. And yet many, many hundreds and thousands and millions of people will be concentrating on it's got my name on it as well. Oh, that's wonderful. They'll be concentrating just on the gifts they receive. You know, we have a little bit of tinsel. We have lights on a Christmas tree. We have our gifts that we give to people. And it's lovely to receive gifts, isn't it? It's nice. But you know something? Do you get gifts as well? Do you know something? Somebody's given this gift to me, and believe it or not, there's no name on it. So I can't say thank you to that person. But whoever it is, thank you. I don't know what's in it, and I think I'm holding it upside down. So, I'm good at this. These are biscuits. I hope they're chocolate biscuits. But you see, if I leave this gift like it is now, I really haven't received the gift yet, have I? If I go and just put it on a shelf somewhere and just leave it there, it does no good, does it? It's just wrapped up. I don't really know what it is. Unless I might get into trouble for this. Let's begin to unwrap it. You see, until I unwrap it, I haven't received the gift. I haven't received the blessing. Now I've received the blessing. Now I know what it is. I'm excited. Thank you. I've received the blessing of the gift. And when I open the tin and go into it deeper, I receive another blessing. My taste buds are tickled. I appreciate the gift. Two 2,000 years ago, God gave a gift. The Lord Jesus Christ. He gave a gift to the whole world. He said, I'm sending my Son, my only Son, the one who I love so much. He's special to me. He's precious to me. But if I don't send him to pay the price for Andrew's sin, for Ian's sins, for all the sins of the people in the world, then I will lose everything I ever made. I will lose everything I ever created. And the only way to buy back that which I have made, that which I have created, is to send my Son. And we all know what comes in a few months' time, Easter, when Jesus came and died on a cross for the sins of the whole world. But first he had to be born. And you know, I was thinking even more about this. You know, I guess as you think about this story of what we celebrate, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I suddenly realized today, yesterday and the day before, as I was thinking about coming up to this day, how that he came as a small baby. Vulnerable. When a baby's born, it relies on the care and the nurture of the mother in particular. Is that not right? The mother is crucial to this child. And then the father gets involved, I hope. Begins to help. And so the child is being nurtured and cared for. But if you remember, I think it was this year, a little bit earlier on in the year, a man was imprisoned for taking his child and shaking it so hard that the child died. And it made me realize how vulnerable Jesus was. That God's Son, the Creator, he was involved in creation. How vulnerable this child was. He could have quite easily been shaken to death. And we know the story that the wise men came to see Jesus, and that will be something like 18 months later when they arrived. And he was no longer in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, he'd moved on to Bethlehem. And so the wise men went on their way, having seen King Herod. King Herod waited for them to bring news back about this child. He was so annoyed that there was somebody who was pretending to be a king. And he realized at some stage later that the wise men had betrayed him and gone another way. They'd gone home a different journey. And so Herod sent his men of war looking for children from 2 years old and younger. And he said, kill every one of them. Well, thank God that an angel spoke to Joseph. And they went to Egypt, and we know the story of the flight to Egypt. And because of all the sin that is in this world today, you saw the play. You saw how God stood here, accepting humanity, in relationship, creating all things for us. And then suddenly they're drawn away by sin, by drugs, cutting themselves, destroying the very life that God had given. And today, sadly, that is so much the state of the world. And you that live in this area, you know that there are problems with drugs and alcohol and stealing. That is not what God created. Jesus came, and one of his names was this. He was called the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. When the angels came to the shepherds, one of the first things they said, glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill towards all mankind. God loves you. God sent his son for you. Sent him in such a vulnerable state. He was cared for by Mary. They brought him up. And then at the age of 33, he was crucified on a cross. For my sins. For your sins. That you and I might not have to take the punishment. That we could be set free from all this pain and agony. And you know, I say this to people. When you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart and life, when you ask him to come in and to be the Lord and Saviour of your life, he comes in, number one, as the Prince of Peace. He brings peace. You know, when the world's in turmoil, you can reach out and you can take hold of the hand of God. Thought he'd fallen asleep for a minute then. You need resurrecting, do you? Oh, glory to Jesus. And you take hold of the hand of God. And know the peace that there is knowing Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. There's only one way to find God. There's only one way to heaven. And that way is through asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Come into my life. Begin the process of changing me. And as he comes into your heart and into your life, you surrender all that you have to him. I just love it when you realize that he's interested in every part of you. You know, the Bible says that he knows every hair on your head. Well, there's a few missing on this one, so you know, but or it slipped down here, but he still knows about these, doesn't he? The Bible says he knows every hair that is on your head. You know, you get showered on a morning, you look in the bath, and there's a few in the bottom of the bathtub, isn't there? You know, there they are. That's three or four more I've just gone and lost, you know. He knows all about it. You see, you are special to God. He says, he even knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. So he knows when something's wrong in your life. Do you know why? Because he's the God of love. He loves you. And that's why he sent Jesus to die for you, to die for me, to forgive us our sins. You know, one of the verses of Scripture, it says, I am the light of the world. You know, mankind lives in darkness today. Many people today think that Christmas is just about food, parties, drinks and drugs, and that's a great Christmas. And you say to them, can you remember what it was like? No, I was absolutely plastered. You know, but I had a great time. Do you know why they had a great time? Because, guess what? They ain't got no money left. I must have had a good time, you know? Because I've got no money left. Sad. Because the time is about Jesus. The time is about this Prince of Peace who came to save this world from a lost and dying eternity. Who came to save this world and to give it a second chance. Jesus is the light of the world. You know, man dwells in darkness. But Jesus said, I've come to bring you light. I've come to bring you direction. I've come to give you a purpose in life other than getting drunk, being skint, or taking drugs. We know much about that in this area. Grace and I, my wife, and a few of our congregation, we've been involved in dealing with young men on drugs. And today you've seen one young man start off with a song. 3 years ago he was a drug addict. Now he's in university. The young man at the back who played the box. 6, 7 years ago on drugs. He's been to university. He's got himself a degree. He's working with us in the church. He's an asset. Do you know why? Because he let Jesus come into his life. And he let Jesus begin the process of changing him from darkness and changing him into light. This is the power of my God. This is the power of my Jesus. I don't worship a statue. I don't bring offerings to gods that don't exist. I worship the living God, the one and only true God. And all men will stand before God. And he will say to each and every one of us, what did you do with the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you shake him to death and walk away? Or did you welcome him into your hearts and into your lives and take care of him and allow him to grow in you and take care of you? That's why Jesus came. He came to take care of you. He came because God says, I love you. And I want to give you eternal life in my presence. Just bow our heads, can we, at this moment, please? Just every eye bowed and just let's pray. Father, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this Christmas time. Thank you for the work of the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came. We thank you, God, that you gave us your Son. And I just pray that at this Christmas time that we would remember the Lord Jesus amidst the food, the presents, the tinsel and the lights, that we would remember him. Amen. And that we would ask him to be our Lord and Saviour and come into our lives and change us and to bring salvation to our house. In Jesus' name. Amen. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I just want to ask a question. Is there anybody here today that has never asked the Lord Jesus in